Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. Returning a call back to this number. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, that's me. That's Lee Calhoun.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Actually, it's kind of file a new unemployment.
I'm sorry, you said what?
Is file a new unemployment claim.
The Social Security number.
416-049-481.
You said 416-04, and what else?
9481.
First and last name again, please.
Lee Calhoun.
Verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
My driver's license number is 502-6305.
And the mother's maiden name.
Maiden name, Creola Abrams.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No, just this one here.
Date of birth.
Date of birth is 2/10/63.
Male or female?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have difficulty
No,
speaking,
I do not.
reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I do not.
Is English the preferred language?
English, huh?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
A 12.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and their fees may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
Was you where did you deposit it at? You said a checking account?
I'm asking, would you prefer direct deposit or say debit card?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Will this be with a traditional bank account?
Yes, uh-huh.
The routing number.
You need that number?
The routing number.
Yes, just a moment. Just a moment here. That router number is 0620000019.
0620000019.
Yes, uh-huh.
The account number.
The account number is 7800278307.
7800278307.
Yes, correct, uh-huh.
The mailing address.
1116 Middle Ring Road.
City and zip.
Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
1116 Middle Ring Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Correct,
Is the residence your address the same as the mailing address?
Correct,
Has the address changed in the last year?
No, no, it hasn't.
Your telephone number?
My telephone number are 251-525-5285.
What team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Is that Chargers, Keel Haulers, Mohawks, Squirrels, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is that 1507 Heron Drive, 2698 Winter Hall Road Southeast, 2902 Susan Drive, 3056 Teresa Drive, or none of the above?
1507 Heron Drive.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is that a 1990 Mitsubishi, 1991 Oldsmobile Cutlass, 1999 Volkswagen, 2000 Nissan, or none of the above?
A 2000 Nissan.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you serve in active duty at the military in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I haven't.
When was the last day that you worked?
Oh, that was December the 5th, 2022.
Okay. Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I didn't hear you.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business? Or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
What was that now?
Are you available for all shifts?
Yes.
In a normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe 30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably $15 an hour.
Do you work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And your job title?
My job title there?
Yes, what was your last job title?
I was a foreman.
Are you seeking work in the same occupation?
Somewhat.
Okay. What was the name of the last employer as in the name of the company on the pay stub?
That was Iberville Installation.
The telephone number to the employer?
That number, let's see here. number. I don't know that number by heart. Can you hold a moment? I think I got the name of my car.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's my car. Can I think I've number offhand by heart? Okay, that number is 251. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, 251-653-2848.
The day you started working there?
That day was, Okay, let's see here. Just give me a last moment here. Okay, that's around April 15th, 2020.
Okay, you said the last day that you worked was when again?
That was December 5th, 2022.
The city the work was performed in?
It was in McIntosh, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work?
No, I do not.
That would include vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I do not.
Have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from the employer?
No, I do not.
And why are you no longer working?
The company did like a layoff, and I was one of the ones, unfortunately, got laid off.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I didn't hear you.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I do not.
I'm about to provide you with the PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
PIN number. Hold on just a moment. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm ready. You're ready for the PIN number?
Yes,
It's going to be 8163.
8163?
Yes.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.
Okay, Alabama. See Alabama Work?
Alabama Works with an S.
M-O-R-K-S.
Yeah.
Dot com.
Dot Alabama.
Okay. Dot Alabama.
Dot go.
Dot Alabama. Dot gov. So it's Alabama. So is that Alabama. Dot gov.
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov, yes. So you will need to update the online resume on that website. A failure to do so will result in an interruption of the benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claim.
Can I do what now?
You will need to update the online resume on that website.
Okay, update.
So unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by the telephone or the internet, in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay, www.labor.
Dot Alabama.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Dot gov. Okay.
And if you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week, it's going to be 800. 752.
Yes.
7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. Please make sure you're filing your first certification, either by the telephone or the internet, this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Correct, okay.
Okay, so we've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay, this you said Alabama.works, Alabama.gov. I need to go online and do that. How soon?
As soon as possible.
Okay, correct. Okay, be great.
All right, any other questions?
That's going to be it.
All righty, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.